Governor Whitmer asked for an expedited ruling, and she certainly got one. A federal judge has invalidated Michigan's Medicaid work requirements just a couple weeks after a related decision to strike down similar rules elsewhere. This is a blow to the Trump administration's efforts to remake Medicaid. Nicholas Bagley is a professor of health law and administrative law at the University of Michigan Law School. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Let's briefly go over the structure of what we're talking about with Medicaid work rules. Medicaid, of course, is the program that provides health care for people who are very poor and who can't work because of health problems in some cases. The Trump administration permitted waivers for states that wanted to attach work requirements to those benefits, meaning that people would have to do volunteer hours, take some job training, or be actively looking for work to qualify. And all of this passed Michigan's government under the leadership of Rick Snyder. What was the intent of the rules?
Well, it depends who you ask. The work requirements rules are nominally supposed to get people to work. If you're getting Medicaid on the government's dime, the idea is that you should be holding down a job if that's at all possible for you. But the fact of the matter is we've got pretty good research on this to suggest that work requirements in Medicaid and other programs don't actually get people get them into the workforce, that in fact these kind of work requirements serve only to cull the Medicaid rolls. And so what we've seen in other states that have rolled these out is that tens of thousands of people lose their Medicaid coverage. And I think there are a lot of people who wonder if that's really the point.
There was a pretty key ruling on a similar case a couple of weeks ago. The waivers that the Trump administration is offering to states to make these possible were also tested in Arkansas. Can you explain what another federal court panel had to say about Arkansas's rules?
Yeah, so the way this is playing out is that there are now 20 states that have asked to impose work requirements, and some of the early moving states have had their work requirements tested a little bit more quickly. Arkansas's work requirements waiver was struck down by a district court judge and then appealed to the appeals court that sits right below the Supreme Court. And that appeals court said unanimously, even with a judge on the opinion written by a Reagan appointee, said unanimously that these work requirements were unlawful. And the reasoning that the court used in that case, which involved Arkansas, applies directly to the Michigan work requirements. It was the same language approved in the same kind of waiver by the Trump administration. So what happened today is the district court that was hearing a related case involving Michigan's work requirements was that the judge just entered a short little order saying, hey, you know what? This is exactly the same program, exactly the same rationale, and for the same reason, I'm also going to put a stop to it.
Would you expect one or both of these cases to be appealed?
I think it's quite likely, although we haven't seen for sure whether or not the Department of Health and Human Services at the federal level is going to take this up to the Supreme Court. They're the ones who lost the Arkansas case. They're the ones who could ask the Supreme Court to intervene. They're also the ones who are the defendants in the Michigan case. They could take an appeal to the same D.C. circuit. But that circuit's going to give us the same answer, at least until the Supreme Court intervenes.
Now, Michigan, up until this point in the year, was going forward with the understanding that the work rules were going to be a thing. And we spoke with someone at the state earlier this year who explained that MDHHS was actively trying to get people to start reporting activities. Do we know anything about how that's been going?
It's been going poorly. We now have some evidence to suggest that about one in three people who are exposed to the work requirements didn't actually report any hours in the first reporting period. And the reason for that isn't that people aren't working. Most Medicaid beneficiaries do work. And if they aren't working, they usually have a reason that would exempt them from the work requirements. The trouble is, if you think about it, these work requirements force you to go and fill out your hours on a computer system you're unfamiliar with in connection with a program you may not even know you're on. And these work requirements are basically unknown to a big chunk of the population. They're caught completely by surprise. They don't fill out the paperwork. And as a result, they lose their health insurance.
A spokeswoman for Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey told the Detroit Free Press that the court ruling today focused on the federal government's approval of the work requirements, meaning to say that the court didn't say anything specific about the substance of Michigan's laws and work rules. Is there any way for Michigan to go forward with this law as written without the federal waiver?
No, absolutely not, right? The state of Michigan can only impose work requirements if the federal government has given it permission to do so. And the court action today said that the permission that we'd previously received, well, that was unlawful. It was arbitrary. You couldn't give that kind of permission. Since that court ruling has come down, the Michigan work requirements have got to be stopped, at least unless and until the Trump administration goes to the Supreme Court to say, hey, could you please put a pause to these lower court rulings?
This isn't the first time that work rules have come up as a possible new addition to Medicaid. But given that we've seen this play out a few times, do you think that there is a legal avenue that Michigan could explore if this was going to move forward in any way?
I think if Michigan wants to impose work requirements, the Trump administration is going to have to win its lawsuit at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court may look more favorably upon work requirements than the appeals court. We simply don't know. But that's going to take time. And one thing I want to notice is that the Supreme Court isn't going to resolve any case before about a year from now at the earliest. And we have an election between now and then. And if a Democrat were to win, whether that's Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, that Democrat is almost certain to withdraw every single waiver allowing states to impose work requirements. So this election is quite meaningful for people who are on Medicaid right now. If a Democrat wins, tens of thousands of people will retain coverage.
Nick Bagley of the University of Michigan's Law School. Nick, thanks for being here today.
Very happy to be here. Thank you for having me.